Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today's topic is something that I cannot imagine that you have ever heard from anybody talking about when it comes to sharks. I could not sit back and let you call me to give you a best shot, and I'm pretty sure you would miss the mark. So what could that be? Well, I like to talk about the funny side of sharks. Straightforward, right? A lot of animals can be funny. Dogs, cats, horses, birds, you name it. But sharks, can these sleek, powerful super predators have actually a funny streak? Of course, there's a difference between doing something that comes across funny, being actually funny, or actually having fun. And what I exclude here right away is play. Sharks do have a play behavior, but normally when we talk about play, we assume it's something that is fun. But when it comes to sharks, and I showed that in white sharks, it's more like trying to figure out something, actually exploring things. So let's start with sharks having fun. Have you ever heard of sharks that surf a wave? No? Well, they do. And I pondered that one for a long time, why a shark would surf a wave except for having fun. And you know what? I could not find a reason, a good reason that is, what advantage they could have by doing that except for having fun. So how did I see this thing develop? How did I find out? Well, for whatever reason, I played myself one of these days in an area where sharks stayed close to shore and waves started to build up and then break. I won't go into the anatomy of how a wave starts to break. So just, you have to be very close to shore, and if there's a sandbar, well, of course, the sandbar would really help. So it is a very small area, and you can pretty easily determine where that is. Of course, then you also need some sharks that are not too shy, because you're actually very close to them. And very often, you do find sharks in these areas, because, you know, when a wave breaks, what you get is you get a lot of trapped oxygen, so the water is super saturated with oxygen. And of course, you could now say, well, you know, when the shark starts to surf, it gets even more oxygen through its gills. I agree, but honestly, that cannot be the reason. But hey, it may be so, but in my opinion, no, it's not. So anyway, the sharks lay rather still in this area and have the main body axis oriented in the direction of the wave is going, so the snout would look towards the beach or the general shore area. So what then happens is the sharks start being pushed with the building wave, and you do not see any tail movement whatsoever, but the tail is actually higher than the snout, and it's looked like a reverse tilt. And once the tail is that much higher than the snout, the shark starts to actually glide. They start to glide down. Well, same as a surfer would glide down the waves without actually using a tail to propel it forward. And then the shark actually surfs below the surface along the surf of the wave. And once the shark loses speed again because the waves broke, it swims back to transition area and it starts again. I've seen this not just with black-tipped sharks, I mean the pelagic black-tipped limbaters, but also with lemon sharks, two completely different species when it comes to habitats, but both did it. So anyway, you may have an idea why they would do it beside having fun. I can't come up with anything. So I don't think that, again, it would have to do with the increased oxygen level, that they even get more oxygen through the gills. I doubt that. But then again, it could very be possible. So now, how about doing something funny or being funny? I've seen plenty of sharks that looked funny, but that was more because they had a mouth that was crooked, a tooth that stood out, or something like that. So that was more how the shark came across. But doing something funny is something I've seen left and right. Just throw in a rubber ball that swims on the surface and wait what happens if there are a little more than just one shark there. If you have three or four sharks, it's really going to get funny, and I guarantee that you're going to see it. Each shark will try to get something out of the ball. mostly they bite into it. And what then happens is they sort of close the jaw, but it then pops open again because, yeah, it's a rubber ball. And although the other sharks observed that shark that literally just failed, each of them has to try it as well. So now I would think once they went through the routine, everybody tried and failed, of course. You can't eat the ball. And that's that. So what you're then going to do is you throw in a ball with another color. And you know what happened? It starts all over again. But you know, you can actually then change the scenario and you throw something in that the shark has really a hard time to get his jaw around. For example, a hat that floats or maybe even a towel. And I guarantee you, it is hilarious what these animals do, how they try to figure out what that could be. Or something like this, you exhale. And you have all these sharks who bite into the bubbles. And of course, this air has to get out again. So of course, sometimes they release the bubbles through the gills. But sometimes they actually burp. And it's a fact. Sharks burp and fart. And a farting shark, it does not just sound funny. It actually looks funny. I just published a paper on burping and farting in sharks. If you want the paper, I'm more than happy to send it to you. But you know what? Let's do another podcast where I explain burping and farting. So let's do that next week. But then there's something else. You have the vegetarian sharks. Well, you can say, well, that must be a whale shark because whale sharks often swallow plankton here, of course, algae. But I don't really mean that. And by the way, they do not just feed on algae. I mean, zooplankton, phytoplankton. A lot of whale sharks even go after schools of fish, small fish. So they're not really, they're not vegetarian. But anyway, what do I mean with a vegetarian shark? Here it is. More than 25 years ago, down in Dire Island, South Africa, when these islands were not famous yet for white sharks, but we already knew that white sharks are there, we often had to wait for hours until we found one of these creatures because we didn't really know better. We didn't really know where are these sharks, what is the good season, and so on. And quite often, we could really not bring them to the surface. We saw them sometimes if we were in the shallows, but we couldn't bring them to the surface. So one day, we attached some kelp to some fishing line, attached it at the stern of the boat. The stern is the back of the boat. So since there was current, the kelp should have moved. But since the boat was anchored, the kelp did not go anywhere. And that triggered the curiosity of the white sharks, and they came up, and it always happened the same way. A white shark ascended or approached, swam close to the not moving kelp, and then bit into it. And since we could easily differentiate between the shark, it was not rare that we then had two, three, or even more white sharks that all of a sudden popped up right behind the kelp, right next to the kelp, and bit into them. And no, they did not want to be funny, nor was it actually fun for them. But it came across as funny, really funny. And this story is pretty much comparable with the story of the balls. So sharks actually do funny things. In most cases, it's just how they come across. But as we just learned in Surfing a Wave, actually, I really, truly believe that these sharks actually have fun. Okay? Well, think about that a little bit. And I'm pretty sure you, next time you go diving with sharks, you look for these things. Maybe you see a farting shark. Yeah, and I assume if you see a farting shark, you're gonna laugh as well. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun and look for the funny side of them. Okay, and then, of course, as always, enjoy the moment, and remember, it's a privilege to be among them.